This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israel bombed the home of Hamas's chief in Gaza early Sunday, and the Islamist group fired rocket barrages at Tel Aviv as hostilities stretched into a seventh day with no sign of abating. At least three Palestinians were killed in Israeli airstrikes across the coastal enclave, health officials said, and many were injured as the sounds of heavy bombardment roared through the night. Israelis dashed for bomb shelters as sirens, warning of incoming rocket fire, blared in Tel Aviv and its suburbs. Nearly a dozen people were injured running for shelters, medics said. At least 148 have been killed in Gaza since the violence began Monday, including 41 children, health officials said. Israel's reported 10 dead, including two children. Envoys from the United States, United Nations, and Egypt were working to restore calm, but have yet to show any signs of progress. The UN Security Council was due to meet later Sunday to discuss the worst outbreak of Israeli-Palestinian violence in years. The International Committee of the Red Cross, or ICRC, said Sunday world leaders should use, quote, maximum influence, end quote, to stop the spiraling conflict between Israel and Palestinians, this ahead of a UN Security Council meeting on the violence. The Geneva-based agency said in a statement, quote, the populations in Gaza and Israel are facing the most intense cycle of hostilities in years, end quote. The ICRC Director General added the intensity of the conflict is something they have never seen before and, quote, as a result, children are dying on both sides, end quote. Pro-Palestinian protesters took to the streets of Los Angeles, New York, Boston, Philadelphia, Atlanta, and other U.S. cities Saturday to demand an end to the airstrikes. This is VOA News. At least four people have died in torrential rain and winds as virus-hit India braces for a powerful cyclone, officials said Sunday, with tens of thousands set to be evacuated from their homes. India's first major tropical storm this season is moving northwards in parallel with the country's western coast, bringing heavy rains, thunderstorms, and strong winds to several states, the Meteorological Department said. The Weather Bureau added it is expected to make land in coastal Gujarat as early as Monday night, bringing wind speeds of around 150 to 160 kilometers per hour. Police are reaching out to villagers in northern India to investigate the recovery of bodies buried in shallow sand graves or washing up on the riverbanks, prompting speculation on social media they were the remains of COVID-19 victims. In jeeps and boats, the police used portable loudspeakers with microphones, asking people not to dispose of bodies in rivers. Quote, we are here to help you perform the last rites, end quote, police said. Pope Francis celebrated Mass in honor of Myanmar Sunday, repeating his calls for an end to violence in the country roiled by months of bloodshed following a military coup. The Mass inside the Vatican's St. Peter's Basilica came after several appeals for peace in recent months by Francis, who visited Myanmar in November 2017, the first papal visit to a Buddhist-majority nation. A Myanmar nun recited the first reading in Burmese before a congregation of about 200 nuns, priests, and seminarians during the Mass intended for the country's Catholics in Rome and beyond. Britain has sent public health officials backed by the army to distribute coronavirus tests door-to-door in two northern England towns to contain a fast-spreading variant that threatens the country's lockdown easing plans. Cases of a variant first identified in India have more than doubled in a week in Britain. Government scientific advisors say the variant is likely to be even more transmissible than the UK's dominant strain, though it's unclear by how much. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has warned that the variant, quote, could be a serious disruption to our progress, end quote. He said the next stage of reopening the economy would take place as planned Monday, but warned the variant might delay plans to lift all restrictions June 21st. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.